is in the building. It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here. Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Don't forget, Blair White at 10:35, Indianapolis Colts wide receiver and former MSU standout, will be with us. But right now, we're joined by a former Michigan basketball player. I remember watching this guy at Michigan, and now a part of the Harlem Globetrotters. It's Brent Thunder Petway. The Harlem Globetrotters will be at the Breslin Center next Saturday. I'm very excited about this. You know, when I was a little kid, one of the first interests I ever had was actually in the Harlem Globetrotters. I used to go watch them when I lived in New Jersey. I used to go watch them play, and they were just always so much fun. And even though I'd never had the talent to be anywhere near a Harlem Globetrotter, it's a great opportunity for kids to come watch some sports and things like that. Brent, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going well. How are you guys?
Good, good. So, question right off the bat, and, you know, we should probably ask this later in the show, but I've always wondered this, so I figured I'd ask a Harlem Globetrotter. What goes into the tryouts to make the Harlem Globetrotters?
You know what? Actually, it's just like any other basketball team. You know, you have to come in and we just play. We just play ball. Like, we just still watch us hoop, you know, for a little bit. And then if you're good enough, they'll bring you on the team. You know, you can learn everything else later, you know, all the tricks that we do.
So you don't have to, like spin that. Balls on your nose or anything like that to make the team? You don't have to? Okay.
No, most guys, well, pretty much all the guys who come in, they're just basketball players, play ball at D1 or D2 schools. And then after you make the team, that's when you learn the other stuff. They can teach you all the other stuff later.
So, Thunder, now it's Scott here. How much of the game is a show, and how much of it is you guys actually manning up and playing 5-on-5?
I would say it's pretty much half and half. Like, you know, We all just went to school for playing ball. So a lot of half of the show is pretty much 5-on-5. We trying to score points. And then some of it, you know, we'll have a few jokes in there where the kids and the family can have some fun.
We're talking to Thunder Petway from the Harlem Globetrotters. He'll be at the Breslin Center next Saturday. All right, so Thunder, we got to talk a little bit about, you talked about scoring points, this new four-pointer that's being introduced. Tell us a little bit about this four-pointer.
The four-point shot is going to be really fun for the fans to come see. You know, we're innovating the game this year, and it's going to be like 35 feet away from the basket, which is about 12 feet behind the NBA three-point line, so it's a pretty far shot. And we have guys to shoot, you know, just regular jump shot from that far. And, you know, at the end of every quarter with like 3 minutes to go, you'll hear a little buzzer that goes off, and then the referee will let you know that the four-point shot has been activated, and that's when guys start putting it up. So it's real good for if a team is down, they can come back real quick, or if you're up, you can blow the team out of there real quick. So yeah, it's been fun for us because the generals have started to make some too. So we gotta lock up and play a little defense now because they're getting pretty good with it.
Now, Thunder, I heard once that with the trick shots or the specialty shots, you had to make something like 75% in practice before you were allowed to shoot in the game. Is that true?
Yeah, if you're going to shoot a trick shot, you got to be able to make it, basically. You're not just going to go out there throwing up stuff you haven't even tried to do. So
will we see you attempt a four-point shot?
Maybe. I don't know yet. I've been working on it, so you might be able to see it. I've attempted a couple. We came up to Detroit at the Palace. I attempted a couple, so you might be able to see me put a couple up there.
Now, do the Harlem Globetrotters, do they select players based on, like, specialties? Because obviously I know, I mean, you've been a dunker basically your whole career. You're a showman, and there's no doubt about that. You know, a guy like Willie Shaw, who I remember at St. John's, a great, you know, he's a good player, kind of more of a ball handler type of player. So I'm just kind of curious, do you get picked based on your specialty, or is everybody expected to do everything?
Well, we have, with us, people learn how to do everything, but everyone has a specialty pretty much in all of basketball. You know, you have your shooters, you have your great ball handlers, and then you have your great leapers and stuff like that. So we have some real high leapers other than me. We got hammer, we got high rise. I'm not the only high jumper, even though I can get up real high. And then we have some great shooters, the guys you're going to be seeing put up the four-point shot. I can knock it down with regularity. And then we just have some guys that can dribble the ball, you know, sliding on the ground. So, everyone has a specialty, but with us, you have to be able to do everything.
Now, with the nickname of Thunder, obviously, it's because you throw down. Now, in your bio, it says you have a 42-inch vertical. Are you still at 42, or is it up from there?
I think it's up a little bit. That was in college where I got measured for a 42, and now I feel like I'm jumping much higher. You know, I work out in college, take your legs away a little bit. So now I think I'm a bit higher.
Talking to Brent Thunder Petway of the Harlem Globetrotters, former Michigan basketball player. The Harlem Globetrotters will be at the Breslin Center next Saturday. Thunder, I'm looking at this roster. There's like 30 guys on this roster. How do the Globetrotters decide who plays where?
Well, you know, it just depends on who's available at the time. You know, we have so many requests for us to come to different cities that maybe we'll have, you know, a team on the same day we're playing. We'll have, you know, some guys all the way in California playing. So, you know, it just depends on who's, you know, who's available for what region, basically.
Now, Thunder, we've been talking about everybody was a D1, D2 player. You're from Michigan. That's where we know you from. You were there with Tommy Amaker your last year in 07. What's your view of the program right now?
They're doing okay. You know, I try to keep up with them as much as I can. I saw the game against Ohio State and the game against Kansas. The game against Kansas was surprising. They played a real good game up there then. But they're doing okay. I don't get to see them as much now because I'm on the road. And when you're not in Big Ten country, you know, you have games coming all over the place. I was just able to catch the game from Kansas because it was on CBS the other week. So they're doing pretty good, but hopefully they can make the tournament again sometime soon like they did a couple years ago.
Thunder Petway here with us on the weekend kickoff promoting the Harlem Globetrotters four times the fun North America Tour. They're in Breslin next Saturday. Now, Thunder, when you were here in the Izzone, I think it's safe to say you weren't necessarily a fan favorite amongst the MSU fans. What's that like coming into Izzone knowing that everybody hates you?
That was pretty. You know what? It was actually fun. I think it started like my sophomore year that some things got started when we were up in Ann Arbor. We won a game. We came back. Next thing you know, I was pretty much the most hated on the team. But it was fun, you know, just being able to come in that gym because I think I have a great student section up there. And, you know, that got me hyped for the game. When you know that you're one of the most hated in there, you want to play your best and, you know, kind of quiet the crowd a little bit. But that was a tough place to play up there because they get pretty loud.
Talking about Michigan basketball, you know, we're discussing Big Ten basketball. And you talked about how you don't really keep in touch as much as far as watching goes. What is the alumni relationship like for former players at Michigan from a basketball standpoint? Like, do you guys keep in touch? Are you in touch with the program? How does that work exactly once you're done at Michigan basketball?
Well, you know what? For me, I've been on the road so much. I'll come back in when I'm in Ann Arbor. You know, I'll always go back in, try to talk to some of the guys, go back into the basketball office. But I'm on the road so much, I don't really get to keep in touch with any of the coaches. You know, it's a whole new coaching staff now. So I actually have a pretty good relationship now with Coach Alexander and Coach Townsend. Anytime I'm in town, Coach Alexander was actually a Globetrotter. So when he found out I was going to be a Globetrotter, you know, we talked a little bit about that. And then Coach Townsend is always cool. When I come in town, I get to talk to him for a little bit. But since I'm on the road so much, man, I don't get to be in contact with him that much.
Brent Thunder Petway from the Globetrotters with us here. Now, Thunder, what can we expect from the Globetrotters next Saturday? What kind of show are you guys going to put on for us?
We are going to have too much fun. I mean, we got something for the whole family. The kids, mom and dad, you're all going to laugh. And if you want to see some good basketball, we're going to have it in here too. Like I said, it's pretty much half and half. But we're going to make sure that you leave away saying you had the best time of your life. It's the best time of my life, and I do it every night. So I'm having fun with something different every night, man. And also with the four-point shot, not only is it a cool shot, but with every shot we make this year, we're teaming up with our sponsor, America's Best, to give four pair of eyeglasses to Vision Springs, which is a nonprofit organization that gives out eyeglasses to children in need around the world. So that's pretty cool.
I feel like when you miss the shot, you should have to give four or four pairs of eyeglasses because you couldn't see the basket well. Thunder, we appreciate it, man. We look forward to next weekend, and it's going to be a fun show. The Harlem Globetrotters are always a great show at the Breslin Center. Great for the kids. Tickets available if you would like some. Thunder, we appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. They can also go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com if they want to get tickets.
There you go, HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Thunder Petway, former Michigan basketball player, now with the Harlem Globetrotters. Coming up next, we'll talk a little NFL playoffs. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.